Crossy Posse Packer Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I am your host, Tom Grossi, and good God, what a dumpster fire of a game of just epic proportions as the Green Bay Packers fall to the Detroit Lions at home for the final game of this season, 31-0, making it the fourth time in a row that the Detroit Lions have defeated the Green Bay Packers. Now, before we all freak out about that stat, you also have to realize that, you know, Aaron Rodgers was hurt last year, the whole nine yards, wasn't playing, you know, the whole Brett Huntley thing. Yeah, you had that. But, God, that was pitiful. Pitiful on every single point imaginable. To give you some stats, Aaron Rodgers just going 3 for 5 for 26 yards. And if you didn't watch the game, you'd be like, what? That's crazy. That's because in the first quarter, he got a concussion. And I know that everybody is going to lose their minds. For all the people who said, don't play Rodgers because he could get hurt. It's a meaningless game. This is bad. Like, there could be some long-term consequences to how bad this is. This is not Rodgers' first concussion. I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is, like, his third. That's not good. So, there may be some hell to pay for whoever made that decision that Aaron Rodgers could actually wind up playing, whether that be Mark Murphy or whatnot. So, DeShone Kizer wound up taking over, going 16 for 35, 132 yards, threw one interception, should have been two, had about 40 yards on the ground. Rushing didn't look like anything special. Stafford, on the other hand, 20 for 32, 266 yards and two touchdowns, played the entire game. Matt Prater, their kicker, 1 for 1, 8 yards and a touchdown. Better freaking stats than DeShone Kizer. Again, how many fakes have been run on the Green Bay Packers this season? It's been an insane amount, and almost all of them have worked. And I have no words as to how bad the special teams are. Ron Zook, they should have packed all of his bags first quarter and just threw all their crap right in the parking lot, and he could just picked it up on the way out as he was fired. I cannot wait for them to just clean house, because that was the most pitiful game that I saw all season. I thought the Cardinals game was bad. Nay, nay. Hold my beer, because freaking Zach Zenner went 93 yards on us for a touchdown. It is horrendous, the game that was just played there. They just looked like they were giving up. There was no fight. And Kenshall Bryce, good God, man, you cannot tackle for the life of you. And then you're trash-talking the Lions? Get the hell out of here. I am so livid on the fact that you start Aaron Rodgers' fight, because Davante Adams was out. I was really looking forward to potentially breaking two records, the Sharp record and then Jordy Nelson record. He didn't wind up suiting up. Jaire Alexander didn't suit up. ESB didn't suit up. All these people didn't suit up, and I get that. You know, so maybe you sit Rodgers because there's really no point in him playing. But the fact that he goes out there, he gets hurt, and then this team just completely gives up. I know you're not playing for anything, but that was a pitiful display by the Packers, and probably one of, if not the worst game I have ever seen from the Packers. And that's not being, you know, kind of like over-exaggerating. That was pitiful. But all the fans, like Corey Benke from Cheesehead TV, who said if Rodgers gets hurt in this meaningless game that he is playing, there's going to be hell to pay. There just might be. That decision might cost people their jobs, because that is the future of the franchise. And no one said, hey, maybe we shouldn't sit this guy. And I'm not trying to be Captain Hindsight or, you know, Mr. I told you so, but this is bad. This is really, really bad. And the fact that he got a concussion, you just gotta pray that that is not going to affect his long-term health, because horrendous. Freaking horrendous. Looking at the draft, because, God, once that game ends, that's all we talked about. We were the number 14 pick to start. We can drop as low as the number 16th pick or move as high as the number 10 pick. Right now, the Giants game is on, and they just blew a lead that they had. So if the Giants win, that actually helps us. The Lions winning actually helped us. The Bills winnings, that helped us when it comes to the draft. So we'll find out by the end of the day where we are, but most likely anywhere between like 10 and 14 is where we'll be picking for the draft. So a top 15 pick, we'll still get that, which is needed. And, you know, whatever the Saints wind up getting, I think, which will be either like 27 to 32, that we'll be picking there. But good God, this was bad. This was really a crappy way to end the season. Just poor special teams play, poor defensive play. Morrison played pretty good. That's the one thing I'll give to him. Clay Matthews, again, not with a sack. I think Clay Matthews, who had a record low 3.5 sacks this season, he needs to go unless they dramatically restructure. Randall Cobb was ineffective. He needs to go because I think they owe him like $10.5 million that I think he's gone to. So I just don't. It's going to be very interesting to see who's left in the building. I think Philbin is gone. I hope they keep Mike Pettine. I think he done the best that he could with what he had, which wasn't much. But this was disgusting to watch. And this was bad. This was really, really bad. But that's just what I thought and all the people in the stream thought. But I want to thank you for a great season, because no matter how terrible the Packers were, I had fun doing it with all of you. And this ain't over. We'll be doing plenty of videos this week. And we'll also, as soon as the playoff schedule comes out, I'll be streaming for the playoffs as well. So you can check that out. But let me know what you think down below. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or at TomGrossiComedy on Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, all the social media, and check out Packcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube multiple times per week. But thank you so much for watching. It's finally over. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pack Go.